From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded public park in the eastern city of Lahore late Sunday killed at least 65 people and wounded at least 300 others, many of them women and children, many of them Christian families celebrating Easter Sunday. The seriously wounded were transported to local hospitals. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility for the bombing, said it specifically targeted Christians. He vowed such attacks would continue. Analyst Alam Payand of Ohio State University said such attacks are not solely aimed at Christians.
This Taliban group are targeting not only the Christians, they're targeting Hindus. Some of Hindus are living in Pakistan. And also they are targeting the Shiites, Muslims, which are a branch of the Shia Muslims in Pakistan too.
The chief minister of Punjab announced 3 days of mourning and pledged to bring the perpetrators to justice. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif held a meeting to assess the security situation in Lahore. The United States condemned Sunday's attack, calling it a cowardly act. The attack occurred as thousands of Pakistanis marched through the streets of the capital Islamabad to protest last month's hanging of a man charged with murdering a provincial governor who had sought reform of the country's blasphemy law. Authorities in Mali say two men with alleged links to al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with the March 13 terror attack in the Ivorian resort town of Grand Bassam that left at least 19 dead. One of the suspects is believed to have been a driver who brought the attackers to Ivory Coast. This is VOA News.